Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1280 in the writing is shir number 432, 432. Okay, we're in the middle of the halachas of brachas, of course, but when one has to make a bracha in the middle of a meal, when not, when they wash and they ate the right amount of bread. So, interesting question which comes up. Somebody made a bird priyagofen. Now, I want to make it clear. We're not talking about Shabbos now. Those are different halachas with kiddush, how, what, when, and where. In the middle of a meal, a person's eating a meal, and they want to have some wine, they want to have some grape juice, they have to make a bar priyagofen. Okay, that's the bottom line. Shulchan Aruch says because the davar chashev, kuf ayin dalet, if I remember offhand, but simon kuf ayin dalet, right. So because it's a davar chashev, you have to make a separate bracha. It's not part of the hamoitzi. So, or if somebody's by a simcha, sheva bracha, so whatever the case is. So the halach is that one drinks wine and grape juice right during the meal, you have to make a bar priyagofen. Now, the wine and grape juice is not included in the halachas of the other drinks. When you have the other drinks, we spoke about in the past that they would be covered. Like, let's say if I want to drink orange juice, I want to drink apple juice, I want to drink water in the middle of a meal, right, where I wash for bread. So all that is included. That's all included in whereby I wash for bread. I just want to make one small correction. The last shir, which we'll make a whole shir about it again, hopefully in a few days. But we mentioned the fact you need when you wash at home and you eat, you start eating at home. Now you want to eat somewhere else. You go to a friend's house. You go to Shevi Rochas, whatever. You want to finish somewhere else. So we said number one, you have to make sure you had to eat a kebeya, b'chdei achilas pras. But even the first kezias should be on the 4 minutes. The second kezias you have up to an extra 5 minutes, a total of 9 minutes. In other words, a kebeya is two, an egg's worth is two kezaisim. And we said, but lemaisa, the one kezias establishes the place, which has to be eaten under a 4 minute period. Now, we said also when you wash, you make the hamoitzi, you should have in mind that you'll be eating in the other place. But we failed to mention, the fact that when you get to the other place, again, I want to make a separate shir about, we'll have it straight. When you get to the other place, you have to make sure you eat some bread or matzah, whatever. I'm talking about the five grains, right? You have to make sure you eat some challah, some bread, and it could be less than a kezias. The piece of bread or matzah could be less than a kezias, but it has to be bread or matzah. You can't have cake. You can't say, well, I'll eat a piece of cake. I'll eat a cookie. That's not going to help. It has to be bread. Bread, matzah, challah, whatever the case is, even under kezias would be okay. So that's important just to keep in mind when you get to the other place. Now, as far as the wine, getting back to the wine and the grape juice, it's not included in the bracha, like we said, but other drinks are. And we said when you go to the other place, assuming you fulfilled everything you have to fulfill, like we've been talking about, when you go to the other place, so the drinks, after you started eating at home and all that, then you made the hamotzi and everything, so the drinks are all inclusive over there in the other place also. But now, if you made a bracha, so now specifically, let's say in reference to Shabbos, we'll talk about separately, but let's say, if somebody made a bracha at home, now they took some wine or grape juice and they made a bracha priyagofen. As part of their meal, right? Whatever they made, amaitzi, and they're eating, and they did everything, whatever they're supposed to do, and now they made a bracha priyagofen. As during the meal, they want to drink wine. So that would actually work when you go to the other location. Now, when you go to the other location, you would not have to remake the bracha, says the Bir Halacha explains that. Okay, so bottom line is if one started to eat in one location where they washed for bread, like we spoke about, and they ate the right amount, so and now they made the bracha on the wine or the grape juice, and they drank some of the wine or grape juice, obviously made a bracha. Now what they did was they left. They left to go finish in the other place where they'll eat a piece of bread over there, like we said, and so on. They go to the other location to continue the meal, and they want to drink wine in the second location, right? They want to drink wine or grape juice now in the second location, so now a new bracha on the wine is not needed. Bir Halacha explains it's not needed due to the fact that it is as though they're still in the middle of the meal. So even though one is now in a new location, the meal is continuing on since they had it in mind, like we said, when they made the hamotzi, and therefore the bar priyagofen would continue on also as to it is the bracha was made, and now the wine is all part of the meal. In other words, you don't have to have in mind bedafka more wine or whatever. I made already a bracha adori pri agafen in this quote unquote meal, and now I continue on to the next location, and I could drink wine as long as I'm still in the middle of my meal, right? I didn't bench. We're not talking about where you bench. We're talking about when you're in the middle of the meal. So as far as the other drinks, the regular drinks, like we said, you go to a new location. Also, one would not have to make a new bracha. Same thing on the regular drinks due to the fact that it is as though they're continuing in the middle of the meal. These halachas are found in Simin Kuf Ayin Ches in the Bir Halacha, the Remaskal V'Oichel V'Chulu. Thank you for listening. Aslochem Brochem Kulhu.